So, you know about the Rogaine experience, right? The Joe Rogaine experience?
Yep.
The Rogaine experience grows hair on your head. The our experience grows hair on your palms of your hands. You know why, right? Because you're all playing around over there. Anyway, it's nice to see you guys, and it's really nice to get to know you. And this is just a test. We're going to start. We're waiting for the train. It's been delayed in Italy, of course, because Mussolini's no longer around. So, and the train is arriving, and we're all set. Can you all hear me out there? You cool? You got sound, right? You've now become part of our crew. So if you can't hear, if you can't see, then let us know, okay?
I can't smell.
You can't
the show.
No. Well, you could smell it and kind of integrate it if you rub.
I would like to taste.
Taste.
The love train.
Oh, we could go into the dining car, get some takeout food, and take it over to our sleeper car.
Ooh, and make a mess.
And make a big mess.
Splosh.
Splashing everywhere.
Food and sex.
And then we can invite the people in the next cabin. Is there anybody in the next cabin?
I think I'm starting to smell the show. Hi, Captain Max.
Hello, Doctor. I'm so excited about this show. I have no idea why, but it's going to be another great one.
And the name of the show is FDR, which stands for...
Fuck Rich.
Fuck De Rich.
Fuck Rich.
In the sleeper car... Out on the beach.
And Bugs Bunny.
In bed with you. And it also stands for Franklin Delano Roosevelt, our 32nd president of the United States, who was pretty good.
Yeah.
He did a few somewhat socialistic things.
Well, they used to call him a socialist.
Of course.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
But he gave us Social Security.
He did,
right.
And he put a lot of people to work and made sure that America survived. He taxed the billionaires. And, yeah, he did a good job. Although sometimes I wonder, maybe he should have let it just go and then we would have had a big revolution.
That's what the Republicans always say. Let it go.
Well, and then we might have a big revolution.
They tried already with yeah. January 6th.
No. I mean the other way.
Oh, the other way.
I mean the socialist way.
Well, the guys at the White House, actually, I'm an ex-army guy, so they don't even know how to carry their weapons.
What, you mean the flagpoles? I don't think they could carry weapons in there. They don't seem to have guns in their insurrection. They have flagpoles and Swiss Army knives. Oh, gosh.
Let's see what's going on here. By the way, you people on Reddit are probably the most verbal and pretty much intelligent listeners, because we're also in all kinds of other places. And let me tell you.
We're on Facebook where Melissa Balin says, we love Dr. Susan Block.
I love Melissa
and
already.
And she says, we love Captain Max.
I thought
I would mention myself first, but
I
followed
you.
It quickly with you.
Where is what happened here?
So what's going on, Captain Max? You're the captain of the Ship of Fools for Love, which is currently... A love train.
Right. So, I've had my issues in the last few days, actually.
What kind of issues? Because, of course, we're going to be talking about the billionaire dicks in space.
of those
but
guys.
But we're also talking about other issues of sex and politics. So you can start with your issues.
Well, okay, so my issue has been trying to run Bonoboville.
So to speak. I mean, issue, of course, can mean a climax.
Yeah.
If you're being very punny about your dicks in space. Okay.
All right. So where is she? Melissa. Buonanotte, Melissa. What she's talking in Italian.
All right. Well, that's your language.
Say
the
Italiana.
Language of love.
Melissa, say Italiana. Okay.
That's amore.
We are revolting. Revolt.
Revolution.
Revolution.
I don't know if I like the word revolting because that sounds a little nauseating. Sex talk to socialism. I'm hot,
yeah.
Says Lynn Netty on Reddit. And by the way, brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, and everybody else, all you children of sex, and we all are children of sex, even if, you know, we might argue about what sex we are. We are all children of sex, with a capital X.
Yeah.
So far.
Well, yeah. I don't know if you guys know or your parents told you, but the way you have sex is you take a penis.
Okay, you're going to pause that long. No. I'm going to say that's not the only way you have sex.
That's good. That's good.
So,
that's
no.
That's why I paused.
Okay.
Okay.
That's just penis in vagina sex,
that's
otherwise known as
sex.
PIV, which actually is not the most common form. I would say the most common form of sex is a kiss or a hug. See, to me, that's a form of sex. And I know everybody's going to say I'm wrong or grooming or something. But I mean, all these forms of touch and love and tenderness are forms of sexual expression.
Is that still allowed today?
Depends. On your... Depends. Like, are they adult depends?
Or adult depends?
Child
are they
diapers?
The bigger
okay.
depends?
If they're adult depends, I think it's okay.
Adult depends is not paying for this.
All right, all you adult babies out there. Change your diapers and listen up. You're going to have some hot eargasms. And sorry it's not scratch and sniff, but sex. And we're going to talk about politics and climate change. I guess that's a question
climate
of
change.
Politics, because some people don't believe in it.
No.
But it is sweltering here in L.A., and we're not even the worst off at all.
And your houses are being picked up by tornadoes.
And raging fires in the Northwest and killer floods in Germany and our friends in Holland. Shout out to Willem de Ridder. I hope he's okay. And Xavier Hollander. It's crazy.
If you don't believe in climate change now, just wait a few more years when they take your house away.
And who knows how it'll be taken away, by a flood, by a fire,
or
by a tornado, or then there's the human element.
The human element.
Right, the human element, the brown shirts. And by the way, Marjorie Taylor Greene, brown shirts are not people that go door to door and try to educate you about vaccines and the terrible pandemic that is sweeping our society all over the world and is in a way a part of climate change. It is a response of nature to the human assault, the Anthropocene disaster. And, you know, there's no panacea for the pandemic, even the vaccines, but the vaccines do help. They help a lot. As we can see, sometimes the virus gets through, which is scary for people who don't have the greatest immune system.
Right.
But and if you have a vaccine, you're much, 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 much. How many muches can I much?
Less likely.
Less likely to go to the hospital, to die, all that stuff.
Well, you have a better chance of surviving.
Right. Less likely to,
less
do,
likely
to die.
To die.
So
can I just
get
add something about brown shirts?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So, what's
and Margarine
her name?
Had said that they were brown shirts, the people going to door to door, after she'd been to the Holocaust Museum.
All right, Margarine. So, here's the thing. I don't know where you grew up or what your background is. You sound like a bit nutty, but there is a big difference between these people that are coming to your house and saying, hey, would you like not to die? Maybe you could have a vaccination. Compared to the brown shirts who come to your house and they say, hey, would you like to have a vaccination? And you say no. And then they grab you by the fucking shirt, okay? And they
vaccinate your balls.
And they vaccinate you because they are right-wing patriots. And they don't want you to kill someone else because you don't want to get a vaccination because you don't know what it's going to do.
It does not damage your fertility. So they say. Do I know this for sure? I don't know anything for sure. Do you? Who does? But you assess things.
How about weed and alcohol?
How about weed and alcohol? They do interfere with your fertility, actually, even though I love both, I have to say. So, get vaxxed.
Get vaxxed.
So, Melissa Balin, by the way, who kissed our ass and said she loved us, actually kissed ass on our show, and now I remember her. She's beautiful.
Oh, my goodness.
And very sexy.
Oh, my goodness.
20 years ago. Was it 20 years ago?
Wow. 20 years ago.
Woo!
You see, guys, that's how long we've been around. That's why...
we've been around longer, but still, that's a while.
The reason I'm so old is because we've been around a long time.
That's as long as our perma-war in Afghanistan, which we're now hopefully, seemingly, ending. So even perma-wars can end. Although I don't think it is really ending because we are still going to be able to invade their airspace and we're leaving a few people there. And yeah, it's a mess. The Taliban are taking over. I feel very bad about a photographer that was killed. And just everybody being killed, it's just terrible. But everybody was being killed while we were there. And we had no business being there. And that is part of the human element. And Melissa also adds, the human element is the most dangerous element, even if it is dangerously sexy.
You know, last night I watched a great interview that you did.
That I did?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
My interview. Oh,
yes.
Right. Yes.
But
it's not out yet.
No, it's not out yet, but it's going to be out soon. But it's something that everyone should take a moment. It's about an hour. Should take a moment. And it's about the bonobos.
And dogs.
And dogs. And dogs.
And humans. But mainly bonobos.
Humans, dogs, and bonobos. You know, okay. And we should learn about them. We should learn to stop killing each other.
Gotta learn to stop killing each other.
Stop kill. Why?
Even if it's dangerously sexy. And the media makes it that way, by the way. Not to say sex and death don't kind of line up together in some people's perverted minds. And yes, it even does for me, too, which is why I'm a kinkster. Kink is all about the combination of the dark and the light. And it can be fun, but you got to put it in its place, brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners. You got to keep it consensual, adults only, and non-harmful, and probably a raft of other things. But that's the main stuff, okay? But yeah, it's great to dance with the darkness and the light in your sex life. But no, it's wrong to do it and hurt people and kill people. And that is what is going on. We talked about Donald Rumsfeld dying. He was the epitome of all of that. And he was named the sexiest man alive by people. Go figure. Except that, yeah, I think a lot of people think war is sexy, that violence is sexy. And I get it, but I am not here to support it.
There is so much, but so much violence.
There was a shooting tonight at the ball game. Not talking about your testicles. The Washington Nationals baseball game.
The Washington who?
It's a baseball team. You know, what do I know? But they're, you know, they're it's playing baseball. They're using bats for a nice purpose to play a little ball.
Did you know that the Dodgers moved to Los Angeles?
Okay, now speaking of Los Angeles. Speaking of bats.
Yes, bats.
Bats that should be used to play baseball were being used by the LAPD today to attack peaceful demonstrators, even chasing them as they were running, and chasing people that were, by the way, trans supporters, because there's a little controversy at this, not sure if I've got the name right, Wii Spa. And so there were trans supporters and there were Proud Boys, and the LAPD was letting the Proud Boys go and going after the trans demonstrators, even shooting a woman in the chest with a rubber bullet.
Oh, yeah, great.
As she was telling them, stop shooting. Please stop shooting. I could see that being me.
Or me.
Or you.
And I'm a big guy.
I mean, she's a woman, so I thought, oh, I could be that, being shot in the chest while I'm saying, please. You know, you think, hey, they're going to see I don't have any weapons. Why would you shoot her?
And, you know, I think, unfortunately, in Europe, it's also becoming very much a police state.
But yes, Horse Bucket says, or Hose Bucket. I like horses, but I like hoses, too. You know, dicks in space. Hey, Hose Bucket says, make sex, not war. Yeah.
Yeah.
I say love as well as sex, all of it. Love, sex. Although I will say this. Love can make you violent. So love isn't always
too.
A good
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, yeah.
But a general idea of it. And of course, sex can be bad. But in general, love and sex are like a gazillion times better than war. There's nothing good about war.
Nothing. Well, no. It depends what side. If you're a contractor and an assassin.
Well, that might be good for them, okay. But yeah. I meant good in the sense of what's getting you into heaven.
What do I get out of it except a big tax bill?
It's terrible. They all belong in jail, these defense contractors. I hate it even that we call it defense because it isn't at all.
Nobody's attacked us in the United States except some criminal that took down the fucking building that Bush was supposed to be guarding. Bush's brother.
This LAPD violence, I guess, really bothers me because I live here. But I do want to talk about the billionaire dicks in space.
Oh, let's do that.
That is the title of tonight's show and the main subject that we are speaking about here on the Love Train. And somebody was asking about the liquor in your cabinet.
We have a nice liquor cabinet back here. We don't advise people to drink. I only drink because I'm a functional alcoholic, you could say.
Oh, Frank Gunzer says, what's your favorite cocktail?
My favorite cocktail?
Max's dick. That's mine.
Oh, okay.
Well, no, you can't suck your own dick. We have a friend that used to be able to.
Yeah, we do.
Actually, we have a few friends that used to be able to.
Right.
Lynn Nettie says, sex talk to socialism. I'm hot.
What?
Well, that's cool. We love sex talk to socialism. That's what we're all about.
Where is she? What is she on?
She's on Reddit.
Reddit.
Lynn Nettie. So what's your favorite drink, Captain Max? It used to be Jim Beam, but I think
it's changed to
simple beer.
I used to drink a half a bottle to a bottle of Jim Beam every day. Every day.
And I used to survive that.
Right.
Somehow.
And I smoked marijuana every day. And I took acid at least a couple of times a week when I was doing my underground newspapers.
Actually, I think you took the acid more when you weren't drinking.
Yeah,
the drinking came after you kind of came away from the acid and you veered into Yulishka.
Yulishka
was your first drink.
And I started drinking with my friend that I met in Italy. He's a guy from Newport, wonderful man. And I sound like Trump, wonderful guy. We tried to sell Seagram's and all those guys liqueur drinks, fruit drinks, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And they said, no, fruit drinks, that's tutti frutti, it's, you know. And then, after about a year and a half that we're going through this with all the liquor companies' distributors, they come out with fruit drinks.
All right. Well, Jux Lee says he's going to have to get right over here, thanks to our liquor available.
Oh, yes, please come, come
come
by.
Come and drink with
us. Yeah, you can come drink with. Could you bring one of those pies? You
know? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Man. Drinks for pies.
Jux makes the best, what are they, pies, right?
They are pot pies.
They're pot pies. Now, this is not the pot pies your mother used to buy.
Oh, no.
No.
Pot pies.
Yes, these are no chicken pot pies.
These
are pot pies.
Pot pot pies.
Ooh, yeah.
Ooh,
Hosebucket says, I believe her. With a sexy voice like that, she knows what she's talking about. I'm not even sure what he's referring to, but, or she, but Hosebucket, I would hose myself down in your bucket, or you can put your hose in my bucket. Wow.
I always hear
invited him to do something really special.
I've heard that term here in Bonoboville.
Hose bucket?
No, it's hosed.
Oh, hosed. I think
hosed.
That's a different kind of hose.
Oh,
but yeah, hosed. Yeah, Mar says that. It's hosed.
What?
Oh. Okay. It's broken.
It's broken.
Hosed means broken.
Broken.
But hose also means your penis.
Yeah, my hose, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or our hose. We have a
most guys
beautiful garden in Bonoboville that we hose down every day. Sussy McSusface. 3. I wonder if that person is related to Dickface McGee, who's another listener. But Sussy McSusface 3 says, this is peak Reddit. All right.
This is what?
Peak.
What does that mean?
P-E-A-K. Like Mount Everest. The height
is
of Reddit.
Is it cool or is
the,
it like
the
a
epic,
bummer?
The epoch.
Oh. We're at the top there.
The zenith.
Yes.
Holy shit, that's why my legs are nervous.
We're at the glass ceiling.
I hate heights.
We're breaking the glass ceiling, guys.
Good. We're talking about the billionaire dicks in space, which kind of remind me of the cockfight at the Baghdad Corral.
Corral.
Which is what I called the kind of dick measuring contest. In that case, we were talking about WMD and just threats between George W. Bush and Saddam Hussein. And that particular cockfight did land us in the other perma war, the one in Iraq, the one we're not getting out of at the moment. It was so bad. Talk about cockfights. Cockfights actually are in general not great unless you're doing it in a penis fencing bonobo style manner. And then, of course, yeah, the sperm wars, it can be a beautiful thing. It's what cuckolding is all about. But when you do it in this violent way, and certainly in a way that leads to this massive preemptive invasion and occupation that's called a war but isn't really even a war, then yeah, it's the bottom of the barrel of penises, the cockfight at the Baghdad Corral. But The billionaire Dixon space is not as bad. It's, I guess, not directly as violent. But when you think about it economically and symbolically, but especially financially, it is extremely destructive. And yeah, it's not bombing your village. And hopefully you won't be under the missiles when they, I mean, the rockets when they land. But it is just a very socially destructive race. And what is the question here between Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos and Richard Branson? I guess there's some others. Is it who has the biggest dick or who is the biggest dick?
You know, I was talking to an alien friend of mine the other day.
Yes.
And out in space, they already know we're coming. We're throwing all the garbage out there.
Oh.
Yeah. There's so much garbage in space now. Humans. Hi, my name is Max. And I work here. And I'm actually Dr. Susie's husband. Dr. Susie's lovely husband, I might add. And we broadcast from Bonoboville, California. We're big supporters of the great, beautiful, and sexy Bonobo apes. And as I was saying before, I just saw an interview with Dr. Susie and Vanessa Woods, right?
Yes, yep. My friend Vanessa Woods and my other friend, Dr. Brian Hare, they're married. But I don't want to talk about it too much because not up yet.
No, I know that. I'm just doing a pre-promotion because I was so impressed.
Reminder, 2100 on Reddit says billionaire space race shows America's sad state of affairs. Well, I say the great comments because these people agree with me. But yeah, it does show America's sad, sad state of affairs. So maybe in that sense, it's good publicity. Hopefully no one will die. I don't think so. I think they're all taking care of themselves up there, those billionaires. But it should show how obnoxious it is that these guys have so much money and they're using it for such a phallic, narcissistic effort.
The guy, Tesla, what's his name? Tesla.
Elon Musk.
Elon Musk sends a Tesla into space.
Aww.
That is his history. Yeah. Not build a great this building or a... I sent a fucking Tesla out to space. Isn't that cool?
A lot of people thought it was cool.
Very cool. Very cool. Along with the other space junk that we're throwing out there. Why don't we send our merda up there?
Send who?
I said it in Italian. Merda. La nostra merda, no? Dal culo. Shit.
Mer, like French.
Yes,
yeah.
Like French.
Send shit up there. Yeah. I think we're already doing that. Didn't you say the aliens are spotting us?
Yeah, but
from
that,
the shit we're sending?
They saw the Tesla. They saw... all these dead satellites, that are floating up there. Oh, it's going to be like the oceans that are full of plastic, and because we like to drink from plastic, along with 20,000 pieces of plastic, nanoparticles, that come from the manufacturing process, and you drink that.
Yeah, space might not like it so much that we're throwing so much plastic up there.
So
there's a Redditor whose name I'm sure I'm not pronouncing right. Fixiuses. Anyway, he says, lol, permawar. That's a nice way to put it. And they, I should say, rather than he. But I agree. And of course, I came up with permawar back in 2003 as a response to what it seemed like was going on in the Middle East between Afghanistan and Iraq. And, yeah, also Israel with Palestine, all part of the perma war. I thought it was kind of brilliant, but nobody picked up on it. People call it forever war. But to me, perma war kind of injects that sense of plastic that makes it more like permapress.
Yeah.
It's more commercial that way. And that's what it is, because it is a perma war. It is a commercial endeavor that does not benefit the American people and certainly doesn't benefit any of these people we're invading. And it benefits defense contractors.
Correct. The only socialist system in America
is the military
complex.
The troops.
You need food, rent, insurance.
I'm not going to diss the troops, but I'm also not going to thank the troops. They got their job. I understand why, but I'm not going to thank them because they are not serving me. And call me mistress when you serve me, by the way. Lynn Nettie says, it's madness. Freedom over your body is the same whether a vaccine or abortion or drug use.
Nobody forces
okay.
you. Yeah, sure.
No, I guess so.
Yeah.
I think with a vaccine, it does have a lot to do with your position in society. I don't think an abortion has anything to do with society. That is your
personal,
body
right.
between you and your doctor and your maybe the dad. It's the woman's body. Drug use, too. It's your body. I think the drug manufacturer should be held accountable. I'm talking about the pharmaceutical industry, not marijuana. Okay? Although maybe they're going to be doing things to marijuana now that it's becoming a corporate entity. But I'm happy about marijuana getting out there, especially since I love it. And kudos to Chuck Schumer. He's pushing it, so to speak.
Well, he's probably smoking it, too.
Hose Bucket says, you folks seem to have a healthy sex life.
Oh, yeah, we got last night.
Yes.
Oh, let me tell you.
You know, we're a little religious about Friday nights these days.
Friday nights.
We don't always do it Friday night, but lately it's been Friday night.
Yeah,
it's
Friday
almost
night.
Like the Sabbath, you know.
Yeah, Saturday after the show, and then Sunday evening.
Use it or lose it, Hose Bucket. Yeah.
Yeah, especially if you have one of those things.
Any of your things. I mean, the hose is obvious. When you got a hose,
you
want to put it somewhere, release the contents.
Just imagine.
But when you have a bucket, you also need sex of some sort. Good sex, not the bad kind.
Wait a minute, a bucket? You need a
the bucket? The bucket. I'm the bucket. The pussy.
Oh,
the pussy's the bucket. See, you don't even know what a bucket is. I got to still educate you about sex.
This bucket. What?
It's a nice bucket.
Yeah,
one of those little cute pails.
Whoa.
Not like a nasty bucket.
She's the bucket. I'm the fireman with the hose.
Woohoo! Yeah, baby. Except instead of putting out my fire, you just ignited it. Wow, last night I actually had an orgasm in a position that I rarely have an orgasm in.
Right.
I was all scrunched next to you,
and
I thought, I'm going to have to extricate myself to have my orgasm.
But you didn't.
But I didn't. Yeah. I just came so hard, so crazy.
Yeah.
Woo!
I remember one time. We were in studio many years ago. Actually, we were working on Desert Susan.
Yes.
And you masturbated on my head.
Another case of outer course.
Okay. I am laying on the couch.
Yes.
Very comfortable.
Ooh.
Woo.
I'd never had one of these, but he was on the couch and I was behind him.
On the armrest.
I was.
Armrest with your legs down.
And then my legs went over your shoulders and then. Of course, I started rubbing against the back of your neck, rubbing back and forth. I think I was maybe wearing panties. It was one of those days when I was wearing a dress and garters and panties.
Oh,
and so I was rubbing against the back of your neck.
It smells so good. Oh. And then she came on my head.
And then I came. I didn't actually expect it. I just was enjoying myself. You know, sometimes those are the best orgasms, the ones that sneak up on you when you're just engaging in outer course and you just, woo!
If you've never done that, you should try. I mean, be careful. Don't fall off the couch.
And only do it consensually.
Yeah, and only consensually. Don't start masturbating
in the back of someone's head who hasn't requested it or acknowledged.
Or like if you're taking a bus, you know. No. And not on airplanes either.
Okay, so Hose Bucket has a good question.
Yes.
What is bonobo? He doesn't say what is a bonobo or what are bonobos.
Somebody...
But what is bonobo? And I like that because he's using bonobo as an adjective or she. Or, no, hose would be a he. Okay. So Hose Bucket. To be bonobo is to be great. Well, to make love, not war. And a bonobo is... A chimpanzee, our closest cousin, along with common chimpanzees. But bonobos are a special kind of chimp, a special kind of great ape. We humans are also great apes, of course, and that's nothing against anybody. We're great apes. I have people on the right and the left that come after me for saying that, but it is true. And I think it helps us to acknowledge our great ape heritage because it reminds us that we are animals. We are a human animal, that's all. Anyway, bonobos are a bonobo animal. They're very close to us, the closest. And unlike common chimps, they never kill each other in the wild or captivity. And they have a lot of sex. I think, perhaps because I'm a sex therapist, that one of the reasons that they don't kill each other is because they have a lot of sex. Now, they're the only great apes that don't kill each other. Common chimps do, gorillas do, orangutans do sometimes, not as often, but they do. And humans do a lot. Bonobos don't. And they seem to just have all these different reasons and methods that they have sex. It's a bonobo sutra of positions and many, many reasons for it. And yes, they are bisexual, pansexual, you could say, all kinds of sex. The guys and the girls and the girls and the girls and the guys and the guys. And probably they're trans too in their own way. But another interesting factor about bonobos is that they are female empowered. And the females, you could say, are kind of dominant, although actually Vanessa and Brian say that they are baby dominant. But it's very connected because most of the females are mothers, and so they're very connected to their babies. And it's unusual in the sense that the bonobo males respect this. They don't rape the females hardly at all, and they rarely attack the babies, and they never kill the babies, and they never kill the females or each other. So very little rape, a little bit of attacking, but it's transmuted into some sort of sexual exchange, some sort of sharing. And they share other things too. They share food a lot. They share food very equitably. They are almost socialist, partly because the females are in charge. And by the way, I don't think that females in charge translates necessarily into paradise on Earth. Not at all. I mean, after all, the hyena females are also dominant, and they're pretty awful. They're kind of like the Margaret Thatchers of nature. But bonobo females, I guess they're very conscious of being egalitarian, and they make sure everybody gets to eat and everybody gets laid in some way. Although there were certain favorites among the males, the females tend to go for certain males, the nicest ones, not the most powerful, but the nicest. And that's what gets you laid in Bonoboville, is being nice. And that's why we try to be bonobo. So in answer to your question, what is bonobo? It is something we aspire to, not to be exactly like bonobos, because they also do weird things that we don't do, like live in trees and have sex with kids. We don't do that. Okay. And they don't have full-on sex. They have outer course. And they do a lot more outer course than intercourse. And maybe we should, too. What was that for? Because you like intercourse?
No. I like outer course, too.
Okay.
Yeah, but you have to be careful who you're out of course.
Well, you always have to be careful. That's true. Hose Bucket says, never been turned on by political talk before. She's a pioneer. All right. Thank you, Hose Bucket.
Yes, thank you.
Let's go, Buffalo. Can I call you mistress? Absolutely, Buffalo. Let's go. Kneel at my feet. Suck my toes. Well, actually, first kiss my stiletto heel. Back to the billionaire dick measuring contest. They even sold one of the seats, Jeff Bezos. And yeah, the money goes to charity, $28 million.
To his charity.
To his charity.
Hello.
About space exploration, Blue Origins.
And he gave 25.
Education for astronauts. Charity.
One of them gave $25 million to the, in Washington, D.C., the museum there.
Smithsonian?
Smithsonian. $25 million.
Well, I like the Smithsonian.
I've been to the Smithsonian Museum in Washington, D.C.
I know Smitty, too.
Actually, the Smithsonian's a pretty good charity, in my opinion.
Yeah.
But really, the charity thing is all about your opinion.
Well, but
that's why we need to tax these motherfuckers.
He's just trying to get a little placement for Tesla in the Smithsonian.
Of course. It's all about their egos.
Okay, you know.
I got a big ego, too. I understand that. And you know what? I am not so amazing. Well, I'm pretty amazing. But not so amazing that if you didn't give me $1 billion, I wouldn't be some kind of asshole launching my bucket into the sky. And what would the aliens say about that?
Oh, how do you know?
There's a bucket in the sky.
There's a bucket in the sky. There's a bucket in the sky. Humans are coming to us.
You know, I wouldn't be so great. I don't think I should have $1 billion or several billion dollars. I think nobody should. That's the issue here.
I'd have to be with guards 24 hours a day. I'd have to have people protecting me.
Change my mind. I love that when they put that thing with the lemonade stand thing. Change my mind. Nobody should have $1 billion.
Well, I mean, they could, but that's what they're left with after earning $23 billion.
Well, okay. They shouldn't have that many billion. I guess there's inflation, so maybe you could have $1 billion. But not $23 billion.
And they should do
not $100 billion.
They should do it kind of voluntarily.
Well, they should, but they won't.
Right.
So that's why we need to be socialist.
Yeah, but the Norwegian
we need
countries,
to make them.
The northern countries there, they're not socialists, but the capitalists have come to realize that, like, if everybody's cool and has some money in their pocket and a roof on their head, you know, and an apple to eat, life is better for everybody and enriches them. Because welfare is only... You don't become rich on welfare. Welfare is the distribution of money, government money, our money, to the rich who owns the supermarkets and the beer halls and the pizza places. So it all goes back, not really to the poor. You know, so listen up, they're going to come to your door. You know, the people are upset. You know, look what happened at the Capitol.
And that is one of the good things about this ridiculous dick space race, is that it's upsetting a lot of people, and maybe they're waking up. Some people are turned on by it. I know. There's a sexiness. The sperm wars in space. Woohoo! But some people are going, look at all the problems down here on Earth. Couldn't you use this money to help us?
$28 million is enough to feed...
to fill our buckets.
To fill the buckets.
With food.
Whoa, just keep a pumping. Keep on pumping.
Now, by the way, the only way you could change my mind is if I knew that these astrophysicists would be able to do something about the moon wobble coming in the 2030s.
Uh-huh.
But I don't think they can.
Yeah. Well, some of the suggestions is blow up the moon.
The moon wobble is coming soon.
No, I mean, blow it up.
Flood your basement and probably your whole city. So.
You don't believe in, you don't believe in climate change, right?
Well, that's not even climate change. That's just the moon.
Well, that's
doing its thing.
It's part of climate change.
Well, it's going to certainly change the climate here.
Yeah.
But we're already doing that. And we need help from the billionaires. We don't need them to go up in space. Now, according to Neil deGrasse Tyson, remember him?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I had the pleasure of meeting him at an Emmys party. And we chatted about the cosmos and bonobos. And no, he did not harass me. He was a gentleman. I wouldn't have minded if he, like, played with my tattoo. But I don't have a tattoo. He did put his arm around me. That was nice. And his wife was right there. And I think you were right there. Or maybe Loser was there.
Yeah, I had my arm around
her. Oh, there you go. That was fine. Anyway. He says, relative to a schoolroom globe, planet Mars is a mile away, 1.6 kilometers. The moon is 30 feet away, 10 meters. The International Space Station orbits 3/8 of an inch, 1 centimeter above the surface. Branson and Bezos this month ascend the thickness of 2 dimes, 2 millimeters above the surface.
Yeah.
In other words, they're not going very far.
No, it's a trick. It's a PR.
In other words, you guys don't have to do this.
Right.
We got NASA for that.
And they were having a thing of like, who's going up there first?
Well, that's the dick measuring.
Yeah, that's the dick measuring.
I'm going to the ocean. Yeah. And then you go to like the shore.
Yeah. And
that's the sperm war.
What's his name? Virgin. Mr. Virgin.
Oh, yeah, he got up there first, but he barely left.
And he went right back
the
down.
Sky. He went to upper sky.
Yeah. Yeah. He went to the edge.
He wasn't really in space.
No, he went to the edge of space. The very edge.
Yeah.
And 4 minutes.
But you know what's really scary?
$28 million.
Bezos's and Musk's visions of space are like these colonies of people working for them. I mean, maybe not them, because they wouldn't be alive by then. But eventually working for the billionaires, colonies of people. And they think this is cool because they acknowledge climate change and that the Earth is going, and they just think, hey, let's abandon it and go out into space.
You know, when I was a kid, I used to read Popular Mechanics and the other one, there was another one, Science something, and they had flying cars and flying taxis.
Hey, hey, hey.
You know? And now, so many years later,
you got a flying car.
You got a flying car.
You got the Tesla.
Imagine.
That's basically what you got.
Imagine if these guys are flying overhead here instead of on the ground.
What I find is really despicable is they are funding it with the hoarded wealth of workers who are struggling just to exist.
Do we understand what a disaster it is? What an environmental and economic disaster.
And they're just making sex jokes to each other. You know, and I'm all for sex jokes. I make sex jokes as often as I can, actually. And I think they should make sex jokes. But it's just so infuriating because of all the money that they have that could do so much good. But when Bezos did his big vision for space from Blue Origin, and he posts his picture of the Blue Origin landing on the moon, a few hours after the presentation, Elon tweets, "Oh, stop teasing, Jeff." And then he photoshopped balls underneath the word blue of Blue Horizon. And so blue balls. So these guys are dropping their balls on the moon or Mars or wherever out in space.
This is a magazine that we make. It's really expensive, you know. This is Jeff. See him? There he is. Hi. Hello.
Oh, yeah. We've got a picture of Jeff's dick.
This is Jeff.
Jeff Bezos's dick. And we call it his pecker.
Yeah. His pecker.
Yes, because the guy that got the picture originally was Pecker of the National Enquirer.
The National Enquirer, right. Pecker and Pecker.
Pecker, who was the friend of Trump.
Right.
And
Trump's
so
pecker.
He got a picture of Bezos's pecker. So how many pics of Bezos's pecker did David Pecker pick? Say that three times, and you'll fly to the moon.
Oh, my goodness.
So you don't need a dick measuring contest because we see your dick. It's just a pecker.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
I think maybe that made Jeff feel even more that he had to launch his Blue Horizon pecker into space because of his pecker being revealed.
When these guys
pecker got the secret pictures that they think were obtained somehow via Saudi Arabia.
We think that these guys are just great. We're poor, we're starved, we're everything is like thieved from us. And all legally, by the way. All very illegal. Right?
And not only are they thieves, these guys, but they are stars.
Right.
They're personalities. They don't try to be behind the scenes. Some people do, actually, and those people are also nefarious. People that finance our wars and spend money on right-wing groups. But these particular space raiders are the personality men. Bezos, Musk.
Oh, yeah, yeah. They're like
Branson.
I'm happening, baby. That's me. I got it.
My dick's in space.
I sent my car up there.
And, you know, all men, I think, are excited by sperm wars. And women, too. I think we're all excited by the penis fencing contest. We love it. But let's do it peacefully and inexpensively.
Yes, like you know, smelling someone's neck that you love.
Well, there you go. Smelling
you bury,
the neck.
You bury your nose in there.
Right. Or your penis. You could put your penis between the neck and the shoulder, and that's a form of outer course. Some people like to do it with the armpit, too.
I thought you were talking about my goiter.
Oh. Whoa. No.
No? Okay. No.
But, yeah, there's all kinds of things you can do to have fun in this world, in this life, that don't cost anything and that really give you a lot of pleasure, and that our society, the authorities, the media, the religion, the government put down sex, and they raise up war. Support the troops. Always raising up war. Always putting down sex. Yeah, you gotta have a family, okay. Sex is very important to peace on Earth. Maybe that's why they put it down, because they know that.
You know, you brought up something interesting with Vanessa. And that was, why with all these peace studies and peace institutes,
don't they study bonobos?
Why aren't they studying bonobos?
And she said, I had the mind of a scientist when I asked that question.
That was great. That was
because
great.
Really, really, peace studies. Hey, all you peace activists out there, peace studies professors, why aren't you studying bonobos? You should be having bonobo experts, primatologists in there to talk about how bonobos make peace.
Right.
Are you scared of the sex? Is that it?
No. Yeah, maybe.
Maybe?
Maybe.
There's a lot of puritanical people in academia.
It was funny, the guy that was on the show with you that almost got fired.
Oh, Dr. Richard Wrangham, one of my heroes.
Yes.
He did. He
was
almost got fired by Harvard because he was on the Dr. Susan Block show. And he was fantastic, and we have excerpts of it up on YouTube. So check out our channel, YouTubers, Dr. Susan Block, one of the first shows. Ralph Polar Lauren says, they're just living their best life.
Got it. You got it.
Of Oakland said, this is hilarious. Keep on keeping on. Cryodamus says, how do I get my degree in autoproctology? Well, I often say, I'm not a proctologist. Yeah.
But we sell them for $2,500.
But I am a sex therapist, and I will help you enjoy anal sex. But I'm not a proctologist, and I will help you have it safely. The anus is a major pleasure center, major. And maybe you all need to have some anal sex, and that would keep you from being so amosexual with your guns. Shoot the gun between your legs and enjoy a P-spot orgasm, would you? P-spot orgasms are prostate. Pleasure. Experiences. Yes, indeed.
I'll be right back.
Okay, I'm going to keep reading. All right. Of Oakland said, this is perfect to play video games too. Okay, I'm glad. Oakland also gave us a Bravo Award. Woohoo! Hose Bucket says, are you guys going to bang tonight? I don't know if I should answer that question. Max just left, probably to get a beer. So, I hope so. You never know. We don't plan for sex. Well, sometimes we do, but you know, the best laid plans may not get you laid the way you planned. So plan, but swing like a bonobo. And Best Highway 3810 gives us a hug award. Thank you. Wow, I love these awards. Indiana. Speaking of bonobos, I took my daughter, 8-month daughter, to the bonobo exhibit at the zoo. And a female bonobo came right up to me at the window while I held my daughter to look at them. The bonobo seemed fascinated by her. Yes, of course, bonobos want to connect with us in many ways. They are so close to us. And I have seen many cases like that. And in fact, when I've visited bonobos, I don't have a baby, but I've had bonobos bring their babies to me because they remember me. I've been visiting the bonobos at the San Diego Zoo since 1996. And wow, we're pouring beer now on the Reddit show.
Not
just
on my computer, though.
In case you're wondering what that beautiful elixir of life is. So I think we're going to bang tonight. And
I was going to do something very elegant.
Yes,
and
darling.
Then it got all fucked up.
All right.
But it's okay.
It's messy, a little messy. Sex, life is a little messy.
That was Miguel. Miguel is, here, Miguel, show yourself for a second.
Okay, this is Miguel.
Yeah.
And Miguel's our friend, and he's kind of hangs out with Anna.
Oh, the caller.
We have a caller. Okay.
Never mind.
You don't have to whisper about it. Just say, we have a caller.
Yes. Well, while I was waiting for the right time,
all right.
But, we got a caller.
Yeah.
We got a caller.
And his name's Cody.
Cody.
And Cody, are you there? Can you hear us?
I hear noises. I'm suspicious that
I'm
this
suspicious.
Could be a masturbatory.
Oh, it sounds a little like a... Okay. So right. Speaking of which, Let's Go Buffalo says edging is hot.
Edging.
And Hosebucket says, I heard edging is bad for you. Hosebucket, I love you, Hosebucket. Actually, Hosebucket loves you, Max.
Oh, thank you, thank you. Oh, and by the way, I was asked the other day if I was looking for a sugar daddy.
You?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm all set.
Yeah.
I got a sugar girl.
No, but we could both use a sugar daddy.
Oh, yeah. Well, if you want to
be
our sugar
we could use several.
Daddy,
sugar mamas, sugar daddies, sugar lovers.
All right.
We're happy for them. And edging is okay. Edging is good for you. It's okay. But... you know, you can go too far with it, like not coming at all, and that is bad for you. That's bad for your prostate.
Oh,
so in answer to the
back?
Edging question, holding back too long.
Oh, yeah,
holding
yeah,
back
yeah,
for
yeah.
a while is good. Edging yeah, is, yeah, you know, you don't yeah, want to yeah, be a premature ejaculator, even though I know the proper term is early ejaculator.
So when you hold it in, wouldn't that be called ejaculating?
Oh, that's not too good. No. You don't want to ejaculate.
I heard
no.
a lot of things.
It also hurts.
That can hurt. That's
it
not
hurts.
Good. You don't want to do that. You want to be careful with your edging. But edging is good, and you can have a very big orgasm from that.
Edging along.
All right. So we got Cody back on the line.
Hi, Cody.
Right, Cody.
Are you there, Cody?
Hello.
What's going on?
Oh, my God.
Cody.
So Hosebucket says, I want to drink with this Max dude. He seems like a guy who owns a boat. Hey, Captain Max.
All right, so
hello?
Yes.
Yes,
hey,
Cody.
Hello.
Cody.
Hi, Cody.
Oh, there's Cody. We'll go back to the boat in a minute.
All right, so real quick, we got Cody. And tell us where you're from.
Is this Susan Block?
Yes. Can you hear me? He can't hear me.
Can't hear.
Abe. Okay, it's time for the engineer
hello,
to step
hello,
in.
Cody, yes. Can you hear us?
Oh, I'm almost done.
You're almost done.
Yeah, almost.
Oh,
almost.
He's jacking off.
God.
Oh, yeah, right. Well, that's what we thought to begin with.
Well, no, I don't
and that's
know
why
nothing,
he
yeah.
wanted to know if this was
he
me.
Was just
so that he could finish jacking off.
He was just
knowing.
I can hear.
Effects. You can hear. Okay, good.
Okay,
all
so
right.
What's the game?
What's up?
What's your question for the
I
show?
Mean, now it's probably down, but what's up? What's going on?
Hello?
Yeah, hello. Okay, I keep losing you. Can you hear me? Come in, Houston!
I think we're going to disconnect.
Disconnect.
Politely. It's
sorry,
like,
sorry.
Leave quietly is what one does when one cannot communicate. You have to give up sometimes when you're broadcasting a live show. This is a lesson in live homespun broadcasting.
Totally.
We are not corporate, as you can tell.
No.
But we try not to use up your time. And I hear clicking, Abe.
Yeah,
can you disconnect the clicking?
Yeah, no, I was making sure the phone's working.
Bot Dane asks, do people really say what's my name during sex and why? Well, I never do. I guess if you're in a poly relationship, maybe you want to make sure the person you're with at that moment knows who you are, right? And people do sometimes call out the wrong name during sex, and that can be very embarrassing for everybody. So I guess that's why. One reason why. Or they just like to hear their name. There are some people that their name is like a trigger word in a good way. For some, it's in a bad way. But someone who asks you to call their name during sex, yeah, they like to hear their name. And I've actually known people like that. I'm not like that, but I do know people like that. And it is rather common. So,
oh, Frank.
Right.
Oh, Frank. Oh, this is Maud, Frank.
Or Maud.
Frank.
Or Charlie.
Who the fuck is Frank?
I'm Charlie.
Charlie.
You got to be sure you know who you're with if you're going to be calling anybody's name. You can't be messing that up. Okay? So, be careful. But if someone does like their name called, I guess it's
call
a form
name, you know,
of a slight erotic hypnosis where they want you to be saying their name as you're engaging in sex to kind of reel you into their world. And isn't that what sex is you're merging worlds. So they want to hear their name on your lips as they're making love to you. It's kind of a nice fetish to have if you're going to have a fetish. I guess it's kind of a fetish for some people. They have to hear their name.
Cody.
Yes.
Yes.
His question was, and we, you know, whatever, he had an issue with his phone, I guess. What is phone sex? Was his question. So what is phone sex?
Storytelling.
Could be.
Yeah.
It could be just moaning, though. It doesn't have to be a story.
That's a very highly advanced form of phone sex.
It's just communicating sexually through your phone.
Yeah.
And I guess there are different levels to it. I tend to be a purist and like the level in which you're speaking. And yes, storytelling, but sounds are good too.
Well,
but then there's also
theater.
Sexting. Sexting.
It's theater.
It can be. But sometimes it's not.
Sometimes
just a conversation about reality. It's not theater. It's like, what are you doing? What are you wearing? What are you really wearing? Although it could be theater because you could make up what you're wearing because you're on the phone and you can't see it.
Can I ask the listeners what they're wearing?
Okay.
Okay. Could you guys tell me what you're wearing? That's it. It's a common question.
I'm naked. That's why you're not allowed to see me.
She only has like a husband beater shirt on.
Oh, Bat Dame says Cher called out the wrong name during sex with Sonny.
Oh.
Ooh. She didn't say, Sonny, how I love ya.
How I love ya.
She didn't say, I got you, babe.
That would have worked. You could always say, babe. Or honey, you know. Although some people don't like honey so much. I myself don't
Can
like
you
honey
say
so
that
much.
Nowadays?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe not.
Honey, why don't you step over here? Talk to me.
Honey.
Honey.
I got to interrupt
go ahead.
The show
sure.
to say N.U.S. sanctions against Cuba. Stop this nonsense. This is why these people are protesting. They don't dislike socialism. They are protesting the lack of essential food and medicine due to a 70-year U.S. embargo. It's wrong. And Democrats and Republicans alike are guilty of supporting this evil, evil embargo. And you know, I think wars are more evil because they kill you right away. But sanctions and embargoes are also evil because you have a beef with the government, but you're punishing the people because the government guys, they can always get the stuff they want. It's the people at the lower levels that can't get it because of your embargo. And Cuba is an amazing experiment that has really been working. And yeah, it's got its difficulties and its struggles, and it is not perfect. And they are also guilty of abuse sometimes, as every government is. But they are moving forward with a socialistic policy that is really helpful for a lot of people on that island. So we should be helping them. And by that, I don't mean the way we give aid to Central America, because the way we give aid to Central America is we prop up these right-wing governments that then go after the people, and then the people are all at our borders. That's why we have a border crisis, other than the climate change. Yeah, the climate change. But really, do you think people in Guatemala and El Salvador, do you think they really want to leave their homes? They don't want to come here for our Big Macs. I don't mean you, Max. They would love to be in their beautiful homes and in their homeland. Although I don't like the term homeland too much. But yeah, they don't want to be here. They're chased away by the violence of the governments that the United States supports with so-called aid. We shouldn't be sending them money. We should send them food and necessities. We should send them things. Well, hopefully they're not going to just sell those things. Anyway, in terms of Cuba, which is obviously in a crisis right now, they're all in a crisis, but the Cubans aren't generally coming over here. Some of them are. Yeah, there's some of them are, but not as much as the Central Americans. Because they do have a good thing there. It's just we are starving them, and it's not right.
And it's not only there. Look what's happening in Europe. The war in Yemen. Come on. Everywhere, people are crossing borders. We're integrating. We're actually fucking each other while we're going along.
Well, that's the good part.
That's the good part.
Hopefully consensually, though.
Yeah. Oh, totally. Absolutely.
Well, sometimes it's not. But you know who's doing a lot of the raping is the officials.
Yeah, of course.
So, Bat Dame wants to let you know that she is wearing a black thong with lace.
Oh, my God.
But it itches because it's so hot.
Who is this?
The one who talked to me about calling out your name during sex. Bat Dame.
She's wearing one.
Take it off.
Yeah,
I'm naked. Cody Draper, 2020, likes my voice. Is that Cody, the one that asked about phone sex? There's this ghost, Cody, who comes up everywhere.
And he's done.
And then he's done. What? Crazy.
Cody, it's all right. It's cool.
We love phone sex.
Yeah, so.
We do.
Don't worry.
You know, it's very denigrated in our society. And it's branched out into sexting now, which you do, texting. And it's branched out, of course, into webcam. And it's a perfectly legitimate way to virtually be sexual with somebody else. But you're not going to give them COVID. You're not going to get a sexually transmitted disease. And really, it's very hard to be abusive because people can always hang up.
Unless they've been groomed.
Well, I love grooming because I think of grooming as a primatologist, or I should say a primatology student, because that's what mammals do. They pull the gnats out of your hair, and they kiss you, and they massage you, and that's called grooming. And I think it's terrible that our society is now using the term grooming to mean something nefarious, to mean making someone want to do something that they shouldn't do when they're too young to do it. And of course, that's wrong, and it shouldn't be called grooming, but it is. So I'm against that.
You can't groom dogs anymore?
Well, you know, you'll be suspect unless you explain. You have to explain it now. Because the
word... Why are you grooming this dog?
This word has become a bad word, a trigger word. Somebody said that my article on Donald Rumsfeld, Good Riddance to Bad Rummy, was triggering on Facebook. And I said, you know what? It's triggering for me too. What this guy did was very triggering. It is still triggering to me. So I'm sorry you're triggered. You can always just block me, whatever you want. I guess I believe that people sometimes should be triggered so that we can stop things that are wrong.
Well, if you don't get triggered, you're asleep.
Well, yeah. Frankly. I mean, some people like to be asleep.
Well,
I like to be asleep sometimes.
That's okay, but yeah. I don't.
Yeah.
So please, don't read.
So
right before you get married, why do they call him the groom?
Because he's been groomed by a hot, hot chick whose lips are wet and whose breasts are hot.
Well, I think it has more to do with, like, the groom in the stable. And maybe the woman is considered like the mare. And he grooms her. He's the groom.
The groom.
He grooms the bride. Because she's the center of the wedding. So he would be kind of like the groom who takes care of the prize racehorse. Back to our theme of the space race, but bringing it into a wedding, he's the groom. Now, some people might think that's sexist, maybe including me. But that, I think, would be why we call the groom in a wedding a groom. And yeah, what do we do now? Are we supposed to not call him a groom because people might think the bride is being trafficked?
And it might trigger them that they're hearing the word groom.
So language is changing, and it always does. I guess I am interested in that. Certain words I really like as they are, and it upsets me that we change these words. But at the same time, I understand that the words do change, and you got to change with society, because what are words for but communication? You can say, well, I want groom to mean what I want it to mean, and that's it. But if everybody else thinks that it means what they think it means, then who are you talking to? Yourself, I guess. So that's the problem with words. You know, there are philosophers that say that the root of all evil in humanity is language.
Yeah.
And one of those philosophers happens to be one of the writers of the Bible. The Tower of Babel tells us that God gave us all these different languages to curse us. To curse us.
Well.
So we are cursed.
I wouldn't doubt that. But I've had a very nice trip on this planet.
And I've had a very nice trip on this train.
Right.
And so if you're tuned in live, we're going to see how our billionaires trip out in space.
See, I came here as a Martian to tell people to stop throwing shit everywhere. And I love you.
So we know it's a dick measuring contest. Everyone knows that. What's infuriating is that these guys are spending billions as opposed to helping the planet, the sick and ailing planet. That should be their dick measuring contest. Who can help the planet the most? They have the money to piss away with their dicks. So why don't they do something good? You know, why don't they spread those sperm wars that are so hot that cuckolds love? Spread those sperm wars to help people on Earth. So the drag race goes on. And
we gotta go.
We gotta go.
Yeah, but hey, thanks. I mean, yeah, thanks.
After the show, we are playing Hot Summer Power Plays featuring Ikor the Wolf and hot porn star Rachel Cavalli. Really, she's become quite famous since she was on. This is a show from 2017. And Switch M, who has the most gigantamous boobs I think I've ever seen.
Oh, those.
Gigantic.
Huge.
They are bigger than a boat, really. Bigger than a flying saucer, each of them. And she's beautiful. She's a beautiful, big woman. And Madame Rose, who is quite something. She is very vivacious of DomCon and Sanctuary. And we are going to be at DomCon. That is, if all goes well. I am going to be mistress of ceremonies, and I'm going to teach a class on the bonobo way of femdom power. And I hope to see Madame Rose, Madame Marguerite, Mistress Cyan. Oh, shout out to Casey, who's there. If you don't get triggered, you're asleep, he says.
I just said that.
No, he was quoting that.
Oh, he's quoting me. Yes.
Okay. Well, he's doing
hello.
With a kitty laughing. Okay.
Hello, hello, hello.
Is that a Mickey 40 ounce? Respect.
No, never mind.
Met
never
Lord
mind.
Says never, is never, a, never to your Mickey 40 ounce.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah,
and Gypsy Bonobo is also in this fantastic show. And actually, Janelle and Mackenzie Barbie. Janelle is doing great. She's in love. We're very proud of her. She was my former producer of the Dr. Susan Block Show. We got to go. It's been great talking with you all on the love train about the space race, the dicks in space, and, of course, stop sanctions against Cuba. We're so happy that Britney is getting free. She has a lawyer. Everybody's on her side. This is something that unites the right and the left. It's amazing. We all want to free Britney, and she will be freed. I'm sure of it. She's going to get her $60 million or whatever it is. Whatever's left that are after her father's like lost half of it, I guess. But go Britney. Free Britney. Now we got to also free Assange. That has got to happen. And that has not happened. And that is a great sin of America. And free yourself, brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners. That's up to you, of course, how you want to do it. But don't free yourself to be amosexual, okay? Put your guns away. Just shoot the gun between your legs. Make like bonobos, not baboons. Make love, not war. Make love to someone you love tonight. Even if that someone is you. I love you.
And thank mwah. You for joining mwah. Us. Mwah. So mwah. Thank you mwah. For mwah. Being with us.
Mwah.
Ha.
Mwah.
Ha.
Mwah. Mwah.
Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves. But my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role play for you, fantasize with you, no fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Suzy One on the World Wide Web.